of the Islamic Revolution says Iranian women have opened a new chapter in history for women across the globe. Iranian president expresses Iran's deepest condolences to Venezuela over the death of President Hugo Chavez. Iran's IAEA envoy reiterates that Iran's nuclear activities are peaceful, insisting that enrichment is only for fuel and medical purposes. Nuclear officials say Iranians resolved to defend the country forced West to change its literature in negotiations. And UNICEF says Palestinian children detained by the Zionists are subject to widespread and systematic ill treatment. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Live Ryan and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says Iranian women have opened a new chapter in history for women across the globe. In a message to a gathering commemorating 7,000 Iranian female martyrs, the leader said, Muslim Iranian women prove to the world that one can be chaste, have hijab, and still be influential and achieve greatness. Ayatollah Khamenei criticized Western and Eastern governments for objectifying women. The leader expressed hope that artists, cineasts, and scholars would help the world see the major sacrifices made by these martyred Iranian women. Ayatollah Khamenei said, these martyred women have not only influenced women in the Muslim world, but would soon impact the fate and position of the women of the world. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has expressed the Islamic Republic's deepest condolences to the Venezuelan government and people over the death of President Hugo Chavez. In a message to Venezuelan Vice President Nicolas Maduro, President Ahmadinejad said the late Venezuelan president is a martyr who lost his life in the path of serving the Venezuelan people and preserving human and revolutionary values. Iranian Parliament Speaker also, in a message to his Venezuelan counterpart, extended his condolences to the country's people, National Assembly, and government over the death of President Hugo Chavez. Ali Larijani said, Chavez opened a new chapter in the political life of Latin America. Meantime, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has also mourned the death of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez as a great loss for Syria. Assad made a remark in a statement broadcast on state television on Wednesday, saying that the demise of this unique leader is as much a great loss for his personal and the Syrian people as it is for the people of Venezuela. The Syrian president further offered his condolences to Chavez's stand-in vice president, Nicolas Maduro. Elsewhere, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has offered his deepest condolences to the people of Venezuela over the death of President Hugo Chavez. Ban Ki-moon paid tribute to the president shortly after Chavez passed away on Tuesday. Several Latin American countries have declared days of national mourning, while Cuba, Bolivia, Colombia, Chile, Ecuador, Peru, Uruguay, Honduras, Brazil, and Argentina have all reacted with sadness to the death of the region's most popular leader. The Iranian ambassador to the IAEA says Iran's nuclear activities are peaceful, insisting that the country is enriching only to make reactor fuel and to make isotopes for medical purposes. Ayas Rasultani once again expressed Iran's commitment to resolving issues pertaining to its nuclear energy program with the UN nuclear agency. Repeating that his country had no interest in nuclear weapons, Sultania said, IAEA Chief Yuki Amano was to blame for Iran-related tensions at the agency by issuing reports that provoke member states through allegations.
We are committed to continue our dialogue with the IAEA, and this commitment has been unwavering. But at the same time, we cannot give a blank check for our national security. No country will give a blank check.
The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says Iranians' resolve to defend the country's nuclear rights has forced the West to change its literature in negotiations. Fariduddin Abbasi on Wednesday said the recent talks between Iran and the P5+1 in Kazakhstan were positive. He stressed that the second round of talks in Almaty will be even more positive. Abbasi said Iranians have been resisting U.S.-led sanctions imposed on the country for many years, and the resolve and resistance of the Iranian nation has influenced nuclear negotiations. He said Iran has broken new grounds in its peaceful nuclear program which will be announced soon. Iran and the P5 Plus One held their latest round of talks in Almaty, Kazakhstan on February 26 and 27, 2013. Both sides agreed to meet in Almaty again in April 5 and 6 for the next round of negotiations. Previous talks had been held in the Turkish city of Istanbul in March 2012. Iranian Defense Minister says to secure and develop the Iraq will impact regional and international questions. Brigadier General Ahmad Vahidi made her remarks in a meeting with the visiting Iraqi Deputy Interior Minister Adnan Al-Assadi in the Iranian capital city Tehran on Wednesday. He added that Iran is pleased that Iraq has successfully overcome a major part of its previous problems with the ability of its military and security forces. The Iranian Defense Minister further said the crises in the Middle East can only be settled through the cooperation of regional countries. The Iranian Defense Minister stated that Tehran is ready to promote cooperation with Iraq and help improve the security situation in the Arab state. For his part, Al-Assadi said Baghdad places no limitation on the expansion of relations with Tehran. He also stated that Iran and Iraq can play a major role in providing regional security and stability. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman says Tehran's six-point peace plan for Syria is the best solution to the crisis in the country. Rami Mehmanparast said the plan was proposed in the past and several countries were consulted, and it has been submitted to the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon and his representative. Mehmanparast said the main condition for resolving the crisis in Syria is ending the conflict in Syria and national dialogue in order to prepare the grounds for an election and the formation of a transitional government. The Iranian official further pointed out that the people of Syria are the ones who should decide for the future of their country. On December 16, 2012, Iran unveiled details of a six-point plan to resolve the ongoing crisis in Syria, which calls for an immediate end to all violent and armed acts. The plan calls for sending humanitarian aid to Syrians following the end of all conflicts, lifting all economic sanctions imposed against the country, and facilitating the return of displaced Syrians to their homes.